offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic.
Well, thank you, and today's topic is going to be our 155th year in Community Fair, and to that extent, we have Clark Brock, who is president of the Huron County or Huron Community Fair Association.
Right. Huron Community. We're careful about that. A couple reasons we're careful about that. It is the greater Huron community. It is not just Huron County. We actually have a lot of youth in that are kind of on the borders that do. And one of the other reasons we do that is there is a Huron County, Ohio, and a Huron County, Ontario. And we used to have problems with Huron County, Ohio in terms of people, and we still get it, websites and Facebook and things. So we are community, not county.
There you go. And Huron County, Ontario is directly across the lake from us, and yep. I believe they can hear us over there, too.
I wouldn't be surprised in what they can, because we get that every once in a while.
There you go. Well, that's a lot of years for the fair, and I believe that doesn't count the three or four times that the fair was not held.
It does not count them, absolutely does not, except we did count 2020 because we did activities for the fair, even though we didn't have a complete fair, so that does count there, but no, 155, long time.
It is. And it was interesting to note that your address is 155.
155 Fair Street. Fair Street, you betcha.
So, well, speaking of the fair, and which is only about 4 days away, a lot of things are what we're used to, and there's some things that we're not used to. So let's talk about what's new this year.
Sure. Of course, as you said, Ralph, we kick off on Sunday, and that's just right around the corner. Sunday will be here in a hurry. Some new things for people that they'll see, and probably the absolute biggest new thing you're going to see is asphalt. And you will see asphalt when you come to the fair this year. We applied for an MDARD grant, Michigan Department of Rural Agriculture, and we're able to receive it. The governor has put into a budget, and it's been there for a number of years. We've received some grant money in the past, and it's kind of like an every other year thing that we can get a chunk of that money, and we applied for a little larger chunk this year and did it to put asphalt down to provide for those people, and we call it mobily challenged, those people that maybe don't get around quite as well, and it doesn't have to be a wheelchair, it doesn't have to be a walker, even people walking, it's just easier to walk on that asphalt and some of that stone. And so the grant we applied for was a partial match grant, and the project was supposed to be $120,000 to put in asphalt, and when we started talking with Saginaw Asphalt about we're applying for this grant and what can we do, and we wanted to have some hard surface handicap parking, and we wanted to have pathway through the Midway Fairgrounds and a couple other things. And so put a whole package together to be able to do that. And then, lo and behold, you started having two or three businesses say, well, what if we donated this part of that project? Wallace Stone Levy said, what if we donated the stone that goes underneath that asphalt? And another company said, well, what if we brought the mill in and milled everything out to be able to do that, and we got a guy that would volunteer his time, and trucking company that says, well, you know, we could truck all that stuff for you. And so that $120,000 project probably ended up being more like $220,000. And so what we thought was going to be a little bit of handicap and a path through ended up being all up around the office and into the 4-H building, and that is all nice, beautiful asphalt now, and down and into our small animal buildings, so you can walk right up and walk into those, and a pathway that goes down through, and it will go down through the Midway past the Elkton Lions Bingo, nice big walkway in front of the Bad Axe Lions Club food stand, all the way down with asphalt in front of the grandstand's entrance, the handicap parking that's down there, and then ties into that nice, beautiful bathhouse we have. And then we come back up, and we have a spur that comes back across and ties from the midway back into the show sale barn. So realistically, if somebody that is mobility challenged got dropped off at the front gate, they can see just about everything on the fairgrounds without having to get off asphalt.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, and we'd heard in the past, we've had some people in like Omegos or the, we really love it when the like the nursing homes or that or the extended care can come down with some residents, and a couple of those workers used to say, you know, we bring them down for a half a day, and we're beat because we're pushing those wheelchairs around on the roads and that. And they're, we think it's going to be just fabulous this year that they'll have that. And like I say, thanks to the grant and the wonderful support we have from this community, it's going to allow that to take place. And I think I can tell you, we already, you know, we try not to lock the fairgrounds up down there. We like people to enjoy it year-round. Mm-hmm. Since we've put that in, we've had people down walking. We were working there down there about a month ago, and I looked out, and here's a gentleman with his young daughter in the bicycle down there, learning how to ride the bike on that nice, clean, new asphalt. And, you know, if we can't be about community and providing and having that, then we're in the wrong business.
Now, that you bring up a point, so use of the fair grounds is not necessarily restricted to a week every year. I think that is terrific, and a lot of people probably don't realize that you are allowing that.
We you know, many years ago, you had the fair,
mm-hmm.
and you maybe had a few days before and a few days after, and maybe there was another project or activity. And our fair board and people said, you know, it's a shame that we have this great, big, beautiful facility, and we've done a lot of work over the years, to only have it used a couple weeks out of the year. So we have a Halloween weekend down there. We have a holiday light show down there. The roads and paths are open for people to do walking on, and we don't want to lock it down as long as people take care of things. We love that. We have some things like graduation parties and weddings, and we do Project Red for those third graders down there. The ISD comes down and does a number of educational activities throughout the year down there. We want it used. It's a facility that should not be sitting around. It should get used. I have a fairly large camper group coming in and going to camp there the weekend leading into the Octagon Barn Festival.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, our camping facilities, are we a big professional campground? No. But are we a spot that can be used in that? And we get people occasionally in the summer that are looking for a spot, and we'll camp there. So, let's use it. Let's. It is the community fairgrounds.
Well, enough said on, you know, I think you've made your position very clear, and I'm sure a lot of people are somewhat surprised that because it seems we're in an age of locking down or locking up more than we are opening up.
We've been very pleased. People take great care of it, of the whole fairgrounds, and treat it with respect. And we have very few issues down there. And so long as that continues, we will continue to be open and going for business.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Well, let's get back to the fair itself now coming up. And we have a number, I believe, of new things or new attractions.
Yeah, there's a few differences and a few things with the fair as well. We brought back something that hadn't been for quite a number of years. AIS Equipment is going to have down by the bathhouse some mini excavators for people of most ages. I'm not sure exactly what their parameters on it be, but people of most ages to go down and have a chance to set in one of those little mini excavators and see if they can figure out how to make it work. They usually do something like they have some cones and balls and that type of thing around, and can you move this from this spot to that spot? We're really, our intentions are not that we're digging a lot of holes down there, but be able to sit in a seat and make it operate. And so we thank AIS for providing that opportunity. We also decided this year we're going to try something a little bit different. And up by the show sale barn office area, kind of right behind the Country Cruiser, we're going to have live music Friday through Saturday in the later afternoon towards evening. And the live music that will be there is all Huron County entertainment. Those of you out there who have had a chance to go to maybe PAX or the Porch Fest in Port Austin or the Louisville Smokehouse or some of those things, you've heard some of our local music that have been at those things. And they're going to be at the fair putting on a couple hour performance in the later afternoon towards evening. Thanks to Countryside Transportation, they're bringing down their big entertainment trailer to set there, and we'll have some bleachers, and there's plenty of lawn space to lay out your blanket or maybe a little line dancing, stepping, or whatever you want to do, and come out and enjoy that music in the afternoon. So those are a couple things that are a little bit different. We also, we've had a couple good years and been able to tweak a couple things, and so this year we decided to go into the Merchants Building and do a fresh up there. That whole building was insulated and then steel on the inside of it. And thanks to Thumb Cooling and Heating, we had tried a few years ago to make that a cooling station. Now with that insulation and steel, it works. And I can tell you it works, because the day we were finishing up the ceiling in there and it was about 87 degrees with humidity outside, one of the young fellas that was helping us put a sweatshirt on, he says, it's cold in here. So I can tell you it works. We're going to put some freezer curtains across the door for easy access and hold that cold in. I'm looking at the long-range forecast, which says beautiful weather next week, but it just doesn't seem to be the fair if we don't have a day that gets to 90 and we don't have an inch of rain someplace
right
along the way. And so the inch of rain, the asphalt, will certainly make that better. Mm-hmm. And if it gets to 90, there'll be tables and chairs in that Merchants Building where we can turn the rate down to about 68, 70 degrees and get in and sit with your friends and chat and enjoy a break from the heat if you want to. So those are some new things and changes that we have going this year.
That sounds good. And speaking about those changes that you have done, the parking or the handicap parking lot near the, or next door, I guess, really to the grandstand.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get to it?
Well, ideally, if you come in off the Soper Road exit,
mm-hmm.
Which is probably how 75-80% plus of the people come into the fairgrounds on the Soper Road exit, if you come in on that exit and you continue to follow that road up around towards the grandstand, when you get just about to the bathhouse, you will see handicap parking signs. Depending on the weather, in the next couple of days, the blue markings on the ground for where to park in there will be painted on.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of have it marked out right now, and it's supposed to get done in the next couple of days, we hope. And so it's pretty simple and easy to get into. There are still some of the other handicap spots. We could only do so much. So there are some that are right next to it on the grass. But you step out of your vehicle on the grass, you go about 10 feet, and you're on the asphalt.
Nice.
So it's still going to be. And I think we're up to about 18 or 20 handicap spots in that area now, which mm-hmm. is better than we've had in the past. And we do have on the back side of the 4-H building a designated area and a couple other spots, but this is what made the most sense to
right.
to provide that. So
sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, what about the attractions themselves? First of all, when does the Midway open this year?
Well, so let's do this, Ralph, if we can. I have laying in front of me schedule for the week, mm-hmm. and maybe if we just kind of walk through the schedule of the week, we mm-hmm. can talk about what goes on what days, and therefore tell you if you're coming to the fair, when to come. What do you want to see? What's your best thing? So Sunday, which is our kickoff day, our start, and Sunday is sponsored. We thank Wallace Stone Quarry for all they do for us all the time, and, mm-hmm. and they're our sponsor for that day. And it's free parking all day Sunday, free admission out of the grounds on Sunday. In the morning of Sunday, the livestock comes in, the junior livestock, so the steers and the hogs and the sheep and those large dairy, that all comes in on Sunday. So I would tell you this, if you're a person that wants to come to the fairgrounds and wants to see those animals, better not come till Sunday evening or later in the week, because until mid-afternoon on Sunday, it's a little chaotic around those sure. barns, and we'd rather not have people in them at that point. Sunday afternoon, the small animals, the rabbits, the goats, the chickens, the turkeys, that kind of thing, they roll in on Sunday afternoon. And, of course, prior to that, see, today's Wednesday, mm-hmm. so tomorrow the non-perishable goods come into our 4-H building, actually tomorrow, and things like crafts and photography and, you know, many of those mm-hmm. types of non-perishables, and they will be judged on Friday. So if you come after Sunday, those kinds of things will be all judged. The rest of the things, the perishables, the things like the cooking and flowers and crops, those types of things come into that building on Tuesday and get judged on Tuesday afternoon. So if you want, if the 4-H building is what you really want to see, if you wait till Tuesday afternoon or that, you'll see more of things that have been judged. But by Monday, it's open, and there's lots of neat things to see there. And, of course, then Sunday, we kick off the fair with harness racing. And for those of you out there who have enjoyed harness racing, you know that it, in Michigan and in Huron County, there were half dozen years that it just almost didn't exist. The monies for it and the horse racing industry and that kind of really shifted and turned away. And it's coming back, and it's back in a bigger way now. And so Sunday, Monday, we have harness racing going on, and that kicks off at 1 o'clock on both days. And down at the grandstands, free admission. Mm-hmm. So if you come on Sunday and come in, you can come in and get on the grounds for free and go watch the harness racing for free, pay a couple bucks for a program. Of course, gambling is not legal. But, you know, if you want to have a quarter bet with your person next to you in terms of who's going to win the race, I think that goes on a little bit in the grandstands. And so it's a fun day. And the crowds in the grandstand Sunday morning for the harness racing is always just it's a fun group of people that are there. Sunday evening, we have our opening ceremonies, flag raising at 5:30, and then at 6 o'clock, the 4-H talent show and the crowning of the Huron County Bean Queen will take place on Sunday evening in the show sale barn. The big stage will be set up, and you'll see some kids come in and sing or dance or do whatever their entertainment is, and we'll crown that Bean Queen. And then after that, the kids get a chance to do some livestock judging, just some practice type things on Sunday evening there. So Sunday is the kickoff and the startup, and not quite in full gear yet, but if you come to the horse racing and then after the horse racing wander your way down, you'll be there. Some of the food vendors are open on Sunday. I won't tell you that all of that is up and going yet, but typically the Lions Club, and I'm pretty sure Gibby's are open on Sunday afternoon. So for those of you who I always get that question, Gibby's going to be there, and I think somebody told me the other day, you know, if Gibby's doesn't come, there's no sense having a fair. So we'll see what happens.
And but Gibby's is a popular place to go. That's true.
Popular place. I think everybody that goes to the fair knows about them. Yeah. So that's Sunday. Mm-hmm. We get into Monday. Monday, AIS is our AIS Construction Equipment is our sponsor for Monday. By Monday, we start getting into some livestock shows and other things that get going. The goat show is 9 o'clock on Monday morning. Horse show, of course, Monday afternoon. excuse me. The harness racing, again, at 1 o'clock on Monday is there. Elkton's Lion Bingo, I should have mentioned that. Mm-hmm. There, you can play bingo on Sunday afternoon as well while you're down there, as well as the rest of the week. And if you find one of our green flyers around, it tells you the times of all that stuff that goes on. And then later in the day on Monday, we have our sheep show. Monday, the Merchants Building will open. And it'll be open and available to go in and see some of the vendors and things and the groups that are in there. And, of course, if it gets hot, cool yourself off.
There you go. And continuing on through the week then, what's our next big event?
So we get to Tuesday, which is Kids Day.
Right.
Which is always a big day. Reduced ride bracelets on Tuesday for Kids Day. The Midway actually opens on Tuesday and kicks that off in the afternoon. 1 o'clock Tuesday they start. But of course, if you come to the fairgrounds earlier on Tuesday morning is the swine show. There's another horse show at 9 o'clock. I said before that the food, flowers, vegetables, crops are judged on Tuesday. Tuesday morning is a rabbit show. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever had a chance to see a rabbit show, those rabbits don't just sit in a cage and some judge walks around and says, oh, that's a pretty one or that's a pretty one. The kids actually have a showmanship and they show them and they present them and the whole bit. So it is something to see.
Worth seeing.
Yeah, it is. Tuesday morning's dairy show as well, 10 o'clock over in the Expo Arena. Monday, Tuesday... There will be outside the Miracle of Life building, there will be a Farm Bureau trailer that's there. It's an educational trailer. Bring your kids. If you're going to be at the fairgrounds, come down and go through that. The 4-H group, Patty Air, got that lined up to be there, and it's an educational trailer that will set outside the Miracle of Life and be there. And, of course, the Miracle of Life, those sows with the little ones, they roll in there on Sunday afternoon, and Don Wheeler's our chairman in charge of that, and mm-hmm. and rabbits, young rabbits, and I'm not sure what all small animals. And of course, by midweek and later, the swimmers are in with their dairy cattle, and we have baby calves being born on a regular basis there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes. Tuesday with Kids Day, we also thank McLaren Thumb Region. They are our corporate sponsors for the day on Tuesday with that. And Tuesday at the Merchant Building, Meyer is sponsoring Sparkles the Clown and face painting and some of those types of things. That AIS equipment we talked about mm-hmm. should be available on that. Chainsaw Carver, well, popular. Chainsaw Carver's back. Lonnie will be there throughout the week doing chainsaw carvings and things. If you're interested in having him carve something for you, if you got in on Monday afternoon and talked to him, mm-hmm. he'd probably have something for you later in the week. He does a number of those for people.
Do you have to bring your own tree?
No, you don't have to bring your own tree. In fact, it's interesting, though, because I've had even Fair Board members say to me, well, I got these logs, I got whatever, and the logs that Lonnie uses have to be a pine or spruce log, and the tree has to be cut within the last 6 months okay. for him to be able to do the best carving on it. If it's been longer than that, it starts to dry out, it starts to splinter or crack, and it's harder. And so we have a pile of logs laying down there for him, and Lonnie will come in and carve throughout the week on that. And, of course, we have some businesses that have helped paid and sponsored for that, and then he will be doing carvings for them as part of that. So
okay.
if you're interested in the future in that, if we have Lonnie back, we're always looking for people to pick up on that. And, of course, that live music I do see on Tuesday, it says Huron Out will mm-hmm. be there performing. the Lions Bingo. At 4:30 in the afternoon, the Communication Arts in the 4-H building. That's some activities and contests that those kids communicate and do public speaking and some of those kinds of things. And then Tuesday evening is the KOI drag racing down at the grandstands. They refer to it as grudge match drag racing. So if you think that your four-wheeler is faster than your neighbor's four-wheeler, you can come down and pay your entry fee, and you can race your neighbors and see whose is faster. Or if you think that your side-by is faster than their four-wheeler, we have some of that that goes on. So many of our activities we have at the grandstands are local people. You'll have a chance to go down and see your neighbors and your neighbor's kids, or the guy that lives down the road that, you know, that you harass all the time. He'll be down there participating in much of the activity that goes on. And I think that probably makes it more fun throughout the week when you know who's on the track.
Right, definitely.
Yeah. And then Sunday evening, if you're interested, Tuesday evening, if you're interested, at 7 o'clock, we have an adult beef show that the parents of some of the kids go out and strut their stuff with those animals and have that opportunity.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So now we've made it to the middle of the week, Wednesday. It's Sure Health Network Day. That's the day that Sure Health provides a senior citizen meal. And that will be there and available. It is the Prospect Feeder Show on Wednesday. It is the Poultry Show. And, of course, all those other things like the Merchant Building and the Miracle of Life and those kinds of things are going. Midway opens at 3, and it's there. We have live music again at 3 in the afternoon there. The bingo tent is open in the afternoon into the evening. That senior citizens meal. Goat Plop Bingo.
I was about to ask you about that.
They did it last year. Mm-hmm. It's a fundraiser for our small animal people to help pay for that barn that they have there. They get a raffle license, and there were tickets that are out there and available. There may still be a few tickets left available, but they set up a bingo square out there. And at the given time, they take a goat and turn the goat loose in there. And wherever the goat might happen to plop is the winner.
Ah, okay.
And it's all, you'd be surprised. I didn't realize this. When you apply for a raffle license for that, there are all kinds of guidelines from the state on goat plop bingo.
No kidding.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yep. Do the goats have to be familiar with this?
The goats do not have to be pre-prepped or anything. No, that's just there. So kind of some fun things.
Sure.
We like to have lots of fun. And there's some more. You know, get a chance to pop over there at 6 o'clock when they do that and see what's happening. And, of course, then Wednesday night, get down to the grandstands, the Bump and Run Demolition Derby with USA Demolition, sponsored by Nutrien Ag Solutions and local people.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I mean,
right.
People from across the whole thumb will be there for that, but it's always a fun night. And then we get to Thursday. Thursday is sponsored by DTE Energy and the Huron County Health Department. Market Beef Show is on Thursday, and the beef breeding class is on Thursday. Thursday morning is our special needs day, where we give those families and those kids who are of special need. Typically, it's families or kids who the normal fair activities would just be overload for them.
Oh, okay.
They can't take all the noise. They can't take all the activity. It's just too much for those kids, but yet we want to give them a piece of the fair flavor. So they come in on Thursday morning when it's a little bit quieter. Our midway will run a couple rides for them without the flashing lights and music so that it doesn't affect that. The kids bring a few animals out that are very user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids get a chance to do that. And they may get a bag of cotton candy or, you know, just kind of give them the fair experience in a few hours that wouldn't work otherwise. And that is all done with sponsorship between TJ Schmidt Amusement and our parent advisory group in the county that gets some sponsorships, and that's all free for those kids to come in and enjoy and their families
that's
and
terrific,
do that, which
yeah.
is which is a great opportunity for them. So that's Thursday morning. Of course, the Merchants Building's open, and then we have music again in the afternoon, the Chainsaw Carver and the Miracle of Life and all those wonderful things, bingo. And on Thursday night, the traditional Thursday evening at the fair is the Super Kicker Rodeo.
Right.
And Dwayne Spa will be back this year. We've not had Dwayne in 2 or 3 years, and he will be back, country western singer.
Mm-hmm.
And he will do some performances before the rodeo starts and at intermission and that type of thing. So we're set with that. And we thank Bayport State Bank and Agri Valley Communications for being the sponsors of Super Kicker Rodeo.
And that will be at the grandstand.
At the grandstands,
well, right.
You betcha, down at the grandstands, absolutely, okay. Yep. And that gets us to Friday. Friday is sponsored by Thumb Bank and Trust and J.W. Hunt. Big day at the fair on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday is the Junior Livestock Auction Day, and that's always a big thing. You know, those kids with those animals that have spent, with the big steers, have spent a whole year, with the rest of it, have spent their whole summer prepping, preparing, getting them to the right weight, getting them cleaned up, getting them to show, and all that kind of thing. Friday's their payoff day where they sell those animals, and I like to refer to it as scholarship money.
Mm-hmm.
They get supported, and whether they're going off to college, trade school, or starting a job, it's the extra money that gives those kids a boost. And for some of those kids, it takes the place of part of their summer job, because they spent the amount of time that they would have on a summer job getting those animals ready.
Right.
And so that's great that happens, starting at 9 o'clock on Friday for them. And then of course the Miracle of Life still goes on Friday, and the Chainsaw Carver's there, and the Midway opens up, and bingo goes on, and goat plop bingo, and lots of things like that. Friday evening, we have the SLA sweepstakes that takes place starting at 6 o'clock. And then what has become maybe our most popular event at the fair, 7 o'clock on Friday night, redneck truck racing at the grandstands. And if you've not seen redneck truck racing, the best way I can explain it is that 1967 flatbed truck with the grain box on it out there running in circles trying to get around a relatively small track faster than the 3 or 4 other trucks that are on it. It's not supposed to be bump and run, but I won't say that they don't bump into each other from time to time. And I won't say that they don't maybe push somebody a little around the track once in a while. And there's usually some mud flying, and I wouldn't be surprised at some hollering out of windows at people from time to time. And it's just fun. And, of course, everybody that's in that, you probably know them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
if they're not from Huron County, they're not from too far away, or they've been doing it for a number of years. We thank the Cooperative Elevator for being our sponsor of that event. It's just pack them in grandstands and come have a great time. And if it happened to have rained on Friday, that just makes it more fun yet.
There you go.
So that's great that way. That gets us Saturday, the last official day of the fair. Bad X Tire and Mower Electric are our sponsors. That's also going to be Orrin Englehart Day at the fair.
Okay.
For any of you out there that don't realize it, Orrin Englehart, who was fair board president for many years, Orrin passed away this
right.
winter, we're going to honor him a little bit. Put his name on the announcing tower down in the infield at the track, because Orrin was a big harness race fan,
mm-hmm.
and the infield events and that kind of thing. And Saturday will be Orrin Englehart Day at the fair as well. Recognize that. I think at some point during the week, the family may be giving away free ice cream at the Little Red Dairy Barn over by the Hog Barn.
Mm-hmm.
They That was one of Orange's favorite things at the fair is it wouldn't be unusual to have Orange standing over there in an afternoon and evening with maybe $100 bill handing out free ice cream. Orange just thought that was the cool thing to do. And
yep.
His family had been part of the fair, and Orange been part of the fair for many, many years, and his son Larry is back on the fair board at this point.
Oh,
and so we're going to recognize Orange a little bit that way. But so that's Saturday. Small livestock auction, for those of you who want to help some kids or do some things and you'd like to do it at the small livestock, the chickens, the goats, the rabbits, the turkeys, the ducks, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. they will be mm-hmm. sold on Saturday morning in that show sale barn. Saturday morning we have antique tractor games. We started it a few years ago. Scott Main kind of got it kicked off, and we have Kevin Burke that's kind of heading that up this year, and we'll have a number of antique tractors down, and they do a little parade and they play some tractor games and that kind of thing. So if you want to come back and see some of those tractors that maybe don't resemble the ones you see in the fields all the time right now, mm-hmm. Many of them much smaller,
right?
They will be there doing some things on Saturday morning. Of course, the Midway's open on Saturday again, and everything else that normally goes on with the merchant building, Miracle of Light, and all those kinds of things. Saturday afternoon is the Junior Livestock Sweepstakes Contest, where our top show people and all of those large animals will be there participating and doing that. And then Saturday evening, I think it's probably one of the oldest traditional fair events that go on is Tractor Pull Night. And it's a little different at the Tractor Pull than when I was a kid going to the fair.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid going to the fair, it was mostly the guy from down the road that bought his farm tractor in, and we did that. Those tractors that are out there pulling aren't quite the same. I will tell you, I was in Tuscola last night, went mm-hmm. over to enjoy their fair just a little bit, and it was Tractor Pull Night over there. The tractors that are on the track don't ever see the field, most of them.
Sure.
We do have a couple farm classes that go through, but for the most part, these are super mods, mm-hmm. these are smokers, these are screamers. It's almost like drag racing with a weight behind them. And so if you've not been to a tractor pull or not had a chance to see that before, you need to come out Saturday night. It's a lot of fun. And you can basically, once you get your wristband, go in and out as you want. You can go out and check things out, go to the Midway, and when you see the smoke start to roll or hear the scream gum, come back down and watch another class for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It will go on for a while because Huron County has a lot of pullers. You will see that probably half to three quarters of the people that are there participating Saturday night are Huron County people. You'll recognize names. You'll recognize families of some of your neighbors and that. And it's a fun night and event. And that pretty much
gets says it all.
Gets us through the week of the fair.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a fabulous fair. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a great week. The weather's going to be wonderful. We're going to have smiling faces. And I know you're listening out there, kids, and you all know that Mr. Brock says on a regular basis, there is no better place to spend than a week at the fair, and especially at the Huron Community Fair. And there's just nothing better to do for a week in the summer than go to the fair, enjoy the food, enjoy the friends, enjoy the neighbors, catch up on who got married, who had kids, who's not living in the county but came back for the week. That's what the fair is all about. Many of us, myself included, met our spouses because of the fair, and that's just kind of what the fair should be.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's just go back to the tractor pull for just a second. What are the tractors pulling?
Well, you go back to the, and somebody out there is going to correct me, I believe it was the early 70s,
mm-hmm.
they developed this piece of equipment that they call a humiliator.
Right.
When you go before that, they used to pull a stone boat.
Mm-hmm.
And for the old timers that know what a stone boat is, you used to have for the horses or the tractor, You had a big wooden platform boat that you went to the field, and it kind of slowly made across. Then the family would pick stones onto the stone boat to get off, and that's what it used to be. I remember as a kid having a stone boat, and the tractor would pull it down through, and the guys would be standing on a sideline, and as it went by, you would step on it to add more weight to slow that tractor down.
Mm-hmm.
In the early 70s, actually, it may have been the Ellen bombs, developed what they called the Humiliator, and it is basically a modified truck chassis that has a weight box on it. And when they hook those tractors to it and start down that track, about 340 or 50 feet to the end of the track, that boat, that box transfers the weight from the back of it over the axles of that semi-truck up onto the front of that boat, which continues to put more and more weight for resistance against right. that tractor as it goes down through. So if you're not familiar, or even those people who go and watch, you watch, and typically off the line, the wheels are just a spin and the dirt starts going and it starts moving down that track pretty fast. Along about 200 feet, everybody starts kind of slowing down because the weight's got to be more. And by the time you get to about 250, 270 feet, the weight is pretty much up there on the end of that. And now we're hoping we got good tires that got good bite to go a little bit farther.
Sounds good. And I think, excuse me, the tractor pull has probably led to the mini Humiliator that the kids are playing with.
Sure. You see some of those. They have the mini Humiliators that are out. I don't think we have one at the fair this year, but you've seen it at some of the other festivals and events, and they get on it with their pedal tractors and,
right.
and pull that. They have, and there's a group that's out there. We've had them in a time or two. There's mini hobby tractors that are built, or lawnmowers that they use on some of these,
mm-hmm.
Which is maybe a couple less dollars involved in some of those, and they have the Humiliator for those as well. So it's lots of fun. If you come Saturday night for that, you may want the earplugs or earmuffs for the little ones, especially because it gets a little loud. But it's fun.
Right. The fair is fun every year that I can think of at this point, and I'm sure there's no exception this year, so everybody will want to be early and stay late.
Come every day, come down, enjoy, see those kids, see the people, see your neighbors, reminisce, have a good time, eat some fair food, and just enjoy it and have a great week.
Very good. Clark, thank you very much for being with us. Our guest has been Clark Brock, president of the Huron Community Fair Association, and I think you've got a pretty good rundown as to what the fair has got to offer you this year. I think we're all going to eventually meet at the fairgrounds. So.
Hey, I hope we meet there, and I'll be looking for you. I see lots of families and friends and faces that I see occasionally, but I get a chance to chat with lots of other people there, and so I'm looking forward to seeing you all there, and say hi.
Very good. Thank you very much. And you've been listening to What Do You Think on WLAW Radio. We're now back to our studio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
And be sure to keep your ears tuned closely to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM for our next What Do You Think program.